Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to Blois Schultz in the Morning Take. We talk politics every morning and other things as well here on WCCO. Blois, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, just concerned like everybody is, last night, a volatile night here in Minneapolis, Blois, as you're well aware. Politically, what kind of responses are you hearing from some of our elected officials today?
Well, you know, the responses really poured in, especially from Democrats and Democratic aligned groups yesterday. But even GOP Chair Jennifer Carnahan weighed in and said this was not acceptable, that she agreed completely with Mayor Frey's decision to fire the four officers. Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka later weighed in and said, you know, that this was that he was committed to figuring out how this doesn't happen again. And so I think really the local elected official reaction is somewhat predictable. Unfortunately, we've been through too many of these. The interesting thing is how this elevates to a national level really quickly. Senators Klobuchar, Smith, and Representative Omar immediately called on the Attorney General of the United States to investigate. And really, if you think of some of the narratives of the 2020 election, this puts Minnesota in one of those narratives, and the case of George Floyd squarely in center in the national discussion on race. And so I think it is a huge tragedy. The politicians have weighed in, but this is going to be not just covered, but talked about and discussed and debated for the months to come.
Blois, the FBI was quickly involved in the case. Have they responded or said anything publicly at this point?
You know, they basically said that, you know, they were called in and that they will review the federal nature of, you know, racial issues is something that they're focused on. They were called in really quickly, and I think that part of that is a lot of the learnings that Minneapolis and the Twin Cities have had with incidents like this and tragedies like this. And so I think the BCA and probably the mayor immediately recognized that they needed more resources to investigate this.
When we talk about the investigation part, and I know you talk about the national, federal level, but tell me about the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. What's their involvement and how does this work?
Well, so it is in Hennepin County's jurisdiction. That's Mike Freeman, the county attorney. He immediately said that he had put his most veteran prosecutors on the case. He has been, kind of in various levels of tension with activists over the last few years, starting with Jamar Clark and then other Justine Damon and other cases where, he had a very narrow election due to some of these issues with police violence, charging or not charging police with crimes in these situations. And so there will be a lot of eyes on Mike Freeman and his office related to this case. And I think that is another reason why elevating it to the U.S. attorney or the FBI and the Justice Department, kind of gives another set of eyes or multiple sets of eyes back on the case.
Steve will have much more, obviously, for you in 7 minutes here on our news on WCCO. Blois, let me ask you about media issues with the Department of Health. What is going on there?
Well, there's growing frustration from reporters that the 2 p.m. health briefings and media briefings do not offer the best way to get all the questions answered. They've been largely limited to an hour. Reporters are frustrated that they're in a queue on the conference call. And so yesterday, Channel 5's Tom Hauser, our buddy, said that he was shut out for the fourth day in a row. He said it's time to move these briefings and the governors to in-person news conferences with proper social distancing. And then he chimes in, if New York Governor Cuomo can do it every day, so can Minnesota. Peter Callahan from MinnPost backs him up on that. And I think, you know, not knowing when the governor is going to be there, the health reporters kind of dominating the health calls, I think this is going to start to grow into an issue unless the administration makes the governor more available for questions here in the next couple weeks. And I would expect, I know the governor is going to be in the 2 o'clock newser today, but I would expect that these questions continue to be raised.
Let me change subjects here, but just many things happening around the area. Pandemic-related, youth sports, it's been a big topic of conversation. What is the latest there?
So, you know, practices are starting to be allowed June 1st. Ice rinks are opening June 1st. There's some guidance. Really, Todd Johnson at the Minnesota Amateur Sports Commission, who I know Maxie has talked to, they drafted the guidance. Ted Johnson, the former Timberwolves exec, has started to really kind of, he started dealing with the pandemic for professional sports teams, and now he's helping youth associations kind of navigate. So they're going to continue to evaluate. They do expect competitions could return by July. And so you could start to have games and competitions. And then the next big thing, the next big question I think people are asking about is swimming pools, not just for swimming training, but for recreation here during the summer. And there's a sense that they could have internal guidance as soon as this week and maybe external guidance for the public next week. I know cities and organizations are really waiting for that. And there may be a differentiation there between indoor pools and outdoor pools about how and where they can operate.
Blois, anything else that you're watching here this morning, keeping your eye on? I mean, obviously, we'll have much more at 6:30 on all the activity here in Minneapolis last night and as of yesterday, certainly with Steve. But in the meantime, anything else that you're keeping a look at?
You know, there's just, I think we're watching a lot of these local jurisdictions who are opening up parking lots, sidewalks, allowing people to these restaurants to have as much space. We've seen some images from Denver where bands and very large parking lots are just converted and people are very distant. And so I think come a week from now, we're going to have a very different kind of food and restaurant scene and how local officials help restaurants and bars get ready for that is something that we're watching on a city-by-city basis.
How do I get your email?
You just go to wccoradio.com/morningtake and there's a link to subscribe right there.
Blois, I will talk to you later. He is Blois Olson here on WCCO's Morning News with the Morning Take. Our time is 6:27.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.